Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Ledger Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Please go to MyPillow.com and enter Ledger in the promo code box for up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com and enter LEDGER in the promo code box. The Ledger Report is also brought to you by Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com/ledger for a natural homeopathic way to relieve nagging chronic pain. Or call 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246 for Relief Factor pain relief. Thank you for supporting MyPillow, Relief Factor, and the Ledger Report.
All right, Mr. News. Hit it! Next on the Ledger Report, Donald Trump alone cannot save the Republic. It's simply not possible. You and I, we the people, must activate and activate now. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
A time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
The Democrat bill contains billions and billions of dollars for unlawful government training programs inspired by toxic and bigoted critical race theory. It's crammed with so-called equity provisions. Equity, you know what equity means? We're going to take it away from you and give it to other people. I don't think they're going to take it away from too many of you, I have a feeling. I don't think they're going to take it away from you. But it's a code word for illegal government discrimination that they want to bring to everything from education to housing to healthcare to our military. They're also giving the IRS the power to destroy people, just like they tried to do with the Tea Party, Christian organizations, and just like they've always been trying to do to me. Yeah, you see that? We fight like hell. We all fight like hell. This bill is a sinister combination of job-killing tax hikes and woke fascism that will destroy our nation.
Stop tape. Really, I don't like to use the word woke. Fascism is a proper word, so you don't even need the modifier unless you're trying to educate, which we always try and do on this here program. Woke is fascism. Woke is Marxism. It's just kind of concealed in this word that we use to describe Marxists, Democrat Marxists, Marxist Democrats in this country. They're virtually all Democrats, although they could be Green Party Marxists, but the Marxists in this country who are slowly but surely chipping away at the United States Constitution under the guise of a vaccine mandate, under the guise of so-called climate change, under the guise of being fair, under the guise of allowing so-called refugees into this republic. Remember, terrorists who have struck on our soil, some of whom were allowed in this country as so-called refugees. Some of whom were allowed in this country as so-called students. Some of whom were allowed in this country as so-called humanitarian reasons, visas, that allowed people into our country in order to kill us. It's insanity. But this is our federal government right now. So I try not to use the word woke. I simply use the term Marxist. I don't even use communist. It is Marxist. It is fascist. Sure. But I believe that it's actually built on Marxism, and the fascism is kind of the end result. Fascism is the tool. Fascism is what we see when Joe Biden goes out there and says, hey, all of you in the federal government must have a jab that's only been on the market for 9 months, 8 months, 9 months, and has killed, according to the VAERS system, 15,000 people and counting. And we know the VAERS reporting system has a 1% compliance. You do the numbers. You add two zeros to the 15,000 reported. In the history of VAERS, 30 years, all vaccines combined, the total death number, the death count is 9,000, somewhere around 9,000. You don't have a problem with that, you woke people? No, you're not woke, you're Marxist. Donald Trump's not sugarcoating it. This is a rally. And he's talking to the American people who are willing to listen and warning about, yeah, crazy massive spending, trillions and trillions of dollars that we do not have, and wrapped in this spending is all kinds of malfeasance that's attacking the United States Constitution. And when you attack the United States Constitution, you attack you and I. You attack me. You attack tens of millions of Americans who care. You attack all Americans, but apparently a third of us or so, maybe 100 million or so, applaud what is going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And what we are witnessing in Washington, D.C. is an outright attack on the fundamental foundation of this republic. Why are they doing it? Most of the people in charge, the Susan Rices of the world, who is really pulling the strings, and Susan Rice is doing whatever Barack Obama says from his mansion in Washington, D.C. They're doing it because they hate this country. And they're doing it because they want to make over this country. They want to effectively cut this country down to size. What is the size they want? They don't even know. They just know they want to do it. And so that's the whole reason for the Paris Climate Accord and climate change. As the president swerved into there, these programs, these edicts, these laws are nothing more than redistribution of wealth. That's how you cut America down to size. And you create a dependent class. Millions and millions of people who will continue to vote for Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. And the Bill de Blasio types in New York. And Gavin Newsom in California. 67% of the people of California, if you believe the numbers, they're juiced, okay, but still a majority believe that Gavin Newsom, who attacked constitutional rights, who continues to attack constitutional rights, is doing a fine job. More on California in a moment. We have to unravel the swamp. Donald Trump was swept into office on the premise that he's going to drain the swamp. But one man cannot drain the swamp. It's just not possible. And we saw this. Instead, the swamp ultimately consumed Donald Trump. He's living to fight another day. Yes, but we got to be honest here. What is it that took down Donald Trump? Was it 80 million so-called voters? No, it was the swamp that attacked mercilessly for 4 years the 45th president of the United States in various forms. Sure, Congress had these phony attempts to impeach, but it was only because of the support of the swamp. The swamp being what I call the fourth branch of government. This 2 million man and woman army that has now ensconced itself into the very fabric of our republic, that has powers now to ruin people's lives, as the president just said there. The IRS is part of the swamp. It's part of the fourth branch of government. Doesn't exist in the United States Constitution. It's only created by Congress. And Congress will not rein in the IRS, just like Congress will not rein in the lower courts. In the United States Constitution, the courts that are mentioned is the Supreme Court. The lower courts are under the jurisdiction of the United States Congress. So when you have jurists, when you have judges legislating from the bench, it should be up to the Congress to slap those judges down. Maybe not on a one-on-one individual basis, but there's got to be a plan to redress problems in the lower courts. But there isn't one. They just continue on. Congress is failing its Article I job. That brings us back to we the people. So how do we rein in the swamp? How do we stop this? Well, we cannot continue to think that electing Donald Trump president is going to drain the swamp. It's not going to happen. He's going to do a lot of good if he's reelected in 2024, or if somehow we get the official results in 2020. I know. We got to fix 2020, and I'm all over it. But I'm also looking ahead to 2024. Say he's reelected. Same thing's going to happen, even if the so-called Republicans are in power. Look at Mitch McConnell. What a joke. Absolute joke. The framers of the Constitution gave us a safety valve. I've talked about this before, but this is, to me, the only way short of guns and a real insurrection, Nancy Pelosi, a real Civil War Part II, a world war, if you will, as I call it, because in effect, it would be a world war, but confined, potentially confined, to our borders. Our moment. This is our moment. So the framers gave us Article 5 of the United States Constitution, and in Article 5 are ways to amend the Constitution. And if we are staying true to the Constitution, and I don't know that we are anymore, I don't know that we have enough fidelity to the Constitution that Article 5 will even work, but in Article 5 is a convention of the states, not a constitutional convention, a convention of the states that allows the states to come together if two-thirds agree to proffer amendments to the Constitution. And I think maybe as important as term limits for Congress, if I had a magic wand right now and I could institute a constitutional amendment, yes, it would be term limits for Congress, but term limits for everybody. Judges, Supreme Court judges. I'm talking federal term limits. Term limits for FBI agents, term limits for Department of Treasury, term limits for every federal worker. And I would throw in their salary caps. You can pick a number, inflation adjusted or not. Term limits with salary caps. I want to bring back the term federal servant because it doesn't exist anymore. There are people getting rich like Dr. Fauci in the federal government. Is Dr. Fauci a federal servant? $400-something thousand a year plus running around the NIH, National Institutes for Health, bragging that in the year 2020, he got $6 million gross. It's just a rumor. I don't like to report rumors, but it's a rumor. I'd like to see his tax returns. That's how you drain the swamp. So what are the numbers right now? If you go to, by the way, if you're interested in this, and you need to be, I'm going to remove the word if. You need to go to Convention of the States, COS, conventionofthestates.com. So far, what are the numbers? The numbers are 15 states have signed on to a convention of the states. If you go to their website, they're in green. And then there's 17 states in blue. These are the ones that are actively considering legislation this year to participate in a convention of the states. And then there are states in yellow. There are 9 of them. That means one of the two chambers has passed legislation saying they want to participate. So if you look at the numbers, there's 15 states plus 17 states plus 9. All we need is 33 to trigger the convention of the states. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what else to offer you at the federal level because we're defining insanity and we have to stop the insanity and we have to do something outside the box. And this is outside the box. It's never been triggered in the history of this country, but the framers of the Constitution gave it to us for a reason. And I want to remind you, this program is brought to you by MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, put in Ledger in the promo code box. Please put in L-E-D-G-E-R in the promo code box, and you'll get up to 66% off. It's getting cold out there. And so they have jammies. They have slippers. They have doggy beds. And they have all kinds of pillows, of course. Blankets, sheets, things that'll keep you warm. And great Christmas gifts, by the way. Am I allowed to say Christmas on this program? Hell yes. Merry Christmas. Here's an early Merry Christmas, by the way. Merry Christmas. Just like Donald Trump would want you to say. Happy Hanukkah, of course. Merry Christmas. So you can have a Merry Christmas by going to MyPillow.com, put Ledger in the promo code box. Also, Relief Factor, please call 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246. And you can get set up with Relief Factor, homeopathic pain relief. I use it and it works. All these sponsors, these two sponsors are on GrahamLedger.com, as well as the Ledger Register question, which is, will the Arizona audit lead to a true and accurate accounting of the 2020 election? God, I hope so. And we also want to shout out, by the way, to RedVoiceMedia.com. RedVoiceMedia.com, your source for red news. Actually, real news. Forget about Drudge. Although I do look at Drudge once in a while just to see what the heck the lunatics are talking about these days. I want to talk about a story that I just saw because this is important. It dovetails into what I'm talking about here. The headline is out of Yahoo News. California law bans small off-road gas engines, including lawnmowers and chainsaws. Now, in the headline, it doesn't talk about an even more important gas-powered engine. These things called generators. Think about this. Now, California is off the rails, right? And so this is one more chunk of evidence, but maybe one of the more important chunks of evidence. They're banning generators in this legislation. Hospitals use generators. Television stations use generators. Important functions of government use generators. So they're on the road to effectively wiping out all internal combustion engines in California and, of course, wiping out any kind of oil production. And at some point, they're going to close the borders to any kind of oil. The problem is, what happens when you have these brownouts and blackouts in California? This is your future, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not just making fun of California, and I'm not just looking into the future of California. This is your future. If you don't get involved in the convention of the states, and or you don't get involved locally. Now, I'm giving you information of how to get involved and stay engaged and fight back using the Constitution. I'm going to give you a little bit more in a moment here. But I'm telling you, this is not confined to California. If Joe Biden and Kamala, homewrecker Harris, have their way, they would ban these engines as well. And they might be going down that path. Arkansas, are you listening? Texas, are you listening? Chainsaws, gone, yeah. But your generators. How are you going to fuel your generator? I know there are solar generators out there. I don't know how well they work. I would love to know. If you want to tell me. How are you going to fuel your generators with no gas? That's where we're headed. That's where California is the future of the country if you don't stand up now. That's why I'm pointing this out to you. That's where we are headed as a country, as a republic. Banning little gasoline engines, that's where they start. And then eventually it'll be big gasoline engines. How are you going to pump fuel into your Corvette, your 1967 Corvette that you've kept shiny in the garage? Huh? If you don't have gas. What's the value of that Corvette if you don't have gas? It's a paperweight. Fight. You've got to stand up. And one of the ways to do... Well, let me do something first. I want to play for you a soundbite from this airline pilot who I believe flies for Southwest. I can't tell. It's a 2-minute and 16-second clip. I usually don't play these. This one has music on it. That's why I don't play it. But listen to him. Roll tape.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum. Not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated. Which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms, while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant, But when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us.
Stop the tape. Join us. Join me. Join him. It doesn't matter, but get engaged. That's the bottom. Join Donald Trump. Join Trumparilla, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. But the bottom line, his message is accurate, except I would change one part of that script, and that is that you could be told where to live and could be told where to, you will be told where to live, and you will. In fact, you already are, especially in places like California. I hate to keep going back to California, but California is our future. California is telling people where to live, in effect, by giving all kinds of tax breaks and putting rail lines in certain places and allowing high density in certain places. They're forcing people into small areas. California just passed a law. Here's your future, United States. California just passed a law that effectively wiped out all zoning restrictions in residential areas. What does that mean? Do you know what that means? That means in an average neighborhood in, say, San Diego, of a nice area that has a home, maybe a value of somewhere between $800 and $1 million, which is pretty average or average low in California. It's not a mansion. It's not. It's just an expensive home, nice place, maybe a nice neighborhood. It's going to allow their neighbor to build a granny flat or maybe granny flats in their backyard. No problem. The density is going to go through the roof. The neighborhoods are going to go in the toilet. That's your future. That's what they're doing in California, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making this stuff up. So yes, we need to join together. Are you kidding me? We needed to join together 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Is it too late? I don't know if we're past the point of no return, to be honest with you, but I'm going down fighting. And so if you are in the sound of my voice, especially if you're in Florida, because this group is based in Florida, but this group is not just for Florida. It's for anybody at the local level, anybody having a fight, anybody whose constitutional rights are under attack. It's called Alliance Defending Freedom. I'll put it in the show notes, as I will a Convention of the States. Alliance Defending Freedom, it's on it. And right there, updated on its website, is parents and DOJ. Well, you know what's going on with that. We have a weaponized FBI now going against parents and after parents who happen to speak up at school board meetings. Oh, you threaten the school board. FBI is going to visit. This is unbelievable stuff. This is the swamp coming to attack not just Donald Trump, but you. All right, so the pilot is right. I'm giving you these tools. Alliance for Defending Freedom. And if you want to have some fun, you might get involved in Trumparilla. What is Trumparilla? Well, it has to do with Florida, and it has to do with water, and it has to do with boats, and it has to do with Roger Stone, and it has to do with Trump. And I'll tell you exactly what it's about after this very important 30-second message. Roll tape.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? You may be entitled to compensation. Call Zantac Justice now for a free legal case review. the FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing any use of medication. Please call 800-868-3048.
Joining me now is what folks call the patriotic or patriot entrepreneur, also owner-operator of Conservative Grounds Coffee House in Largo, Florida, which is in the St. Pete, Clearwater area, Cliff Gephardt. Cliff, you are the man, the mastermind behind Trumparilla. In a sentence or two, what is Trumparilla?
Trumparilla is it's a continuation of an American First agenda that was put forth by the President of the United States, and we're just trying to keep that America First agenda going, you know, in the off season and when the season comes around again. We're just trying to keep people engaged and have them have hope in America that we're not all is lost, and that there are still a lot of amazing patriots out there that want to fight and protect this country.
Real quick, you have a website. I want to mention it now, and then I want to mention it again. Give me the website if people want information. There's a website domain, and then you navigate them to this particular event. So tell me about that.
So if they go to Trumparilla.com, and for this weekend's Trumparilla, it's in Clearwater. They can go to Trumparilla.com/Clearwater, and they can find out all the information about what Trumparilla is about, you know, what our mission is. It's my buddy Dion Cheney and I that are organizing it. I'm not a one-man show. We're even partners in it. And I want to make sure everybody knows that it's Dion and I that are doing it.
And this weekend you're talking about, this program is going to be seen for years from now. So you're doing it. This weekend is October 15th, 2021, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. So that's the big day. But you'll be doing events down the road. You'll be doing events ad nauseum, maybe till the day you die. Is that right?
Yes. When Gasparilla was canceled in Tampa, the leftists, the liberals over there didn't think it was safe to have a boat parade. And I called my buddy Dion, and I'm one of the people that spearheaded the world record boat parade that happened in Clearwater. And I called my buddy Dion, and I'm like, dude, they canceled Gasparilla. And almost at the same time, we said, we should do Trumparilla. And from that, we thought they had a Super Bowl boat parade. They had a Stanley Cup boat parade. Why can't they have a boat parade? Because there's no trophy involved. So we decided we're going to have Trumparilla that day. And we had 400 or 500 boats out there in very bad weather conditions. And now it's kind of grown. We've had one in San Diego, Fort Myers. Now we're having one in Clearwater. So, yeah.
And you call it Trumparilla. It is a support of Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, and maybe getting the election results right from 2020 and possibly supporting him in 2024 if he officially declares. But it's also a bigger picture here, isn't it? This is about America. It's not just about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an important cog in the wheel of returning America to its constitutional roots. But it's bigger than just one man, correct?
It really is. You know, people often say, well, why do you call it Trumparilla? And it's no different than when people say, I'm going to go to the Reagan Day dinner. I'm going to go to the Lincoln dinner. You know, Lincoln or Reagan aren't there, but it's kind of an homage to his America First agenda. And, you know, when the Tea Party came around, the Tea Party was a thing, but it really didn't have a symbol or a face to the Tea Party. It was more of like just a group of people. Right. To me and Dion and some other people, that Trump really put forth this America First agenda. And it was somebody actually saying, we need to fight for an American First agenda. So it really is an American First, you know, pretty much weekend. And we call it Trumparilla in honor of the guy who said, look, we need to put America first.
All right. So let's say I'm listening in Naples or perhaps all the way in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and you want to participate. What's the best way? Go to the website first, find out the coordinates of where the route begins.
Yeah. The first thing is, you know, we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we have a big VIP event with the with Roger Stone, who is kind of our master of ceremonies, kind of grand marshal. And on Saturday, we have the boat parade, which is going to be on the intercoastal of Pinellas County. And then on Sunday, we're going to have MAGAFest, which is kind of a land version of it, where people can come and get together at my coffee shop, Conservative Grounds.
Okay. And on Saturday is the actual parade itself, correct?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, that's correct.
So
yes.
Where do you congregate if I'm a semi-nautical person? Can you put it in layman terms where the boats congregate?
Right out in the Gulf off of Pier 60, right off of Clearwater Beach. And then we're going to come in through the intercoastal and parade down the intercoastal. We're going to meet out there simply because if we have a lot of boats, we don't want them all piling up right in the intercoastal. So they can come right, meet out at Pier 60 and come, and then we will lead them down the intercoastal. And it's about an hour and a half boat ride.
And then you end up where?
You end up at the Welch Causeway at Madeira Beach. Okay. That's kind of our finish line. That's where we did the finish line for the world record. And then you can go, there's a sandbar there that people are going to go and party. You can go wherever you want. You can go get a meal at a restaurant, whatever you want to do after that. But our official event on Saturday ends at the causeway there.
All right. And when we talk about numbers, you talked about a world record event. You don't know exactly how many folks are going to show up this latest rendition, but what kind of numbers are we talking about here, estimated based on the past?
You know, I don't know. And the sad part about this, and I'm going to be honest, I don't typically, you know, mix words, is there's like a lethargy in America that back in August when we broke the world record, we had more than 2,000, 3,000 boats out there. For some of these, we've only had about 400 or 500. And I think there's just like this lull. There's like, oh, well, there's not an election for a while. But I think we all need to come out and show America that the movement's not dead, our beliefs aren't dead, and that we really support the patriots that are still doing this. So I'm expecting about 500 boats, which is a far cry from our world record, but it might surprise me. When we had over 2,500, I was expecting about 1,700 out there, and there was probably 700 or 800 more. So I don't really know. But they can register at trumparilla.com/Clearwater. They can just give us their information, and at least we'll be able to communicate with them through email and stuff.
Okay, and it's important to do that, right, to register. For example, you need to have your radio on a certain channel to all coordinate what's going on day of, correct?
That is correct. You know, but also, you know, information changes like at the, you know, every minute, especially with the, here's an interesting thing. When we did the last VIP event in Tampa, we were canceled by 6 different restaurants. They would not allow us to have our VIP event there with Roger Stone. They were getting so much backlash from the liberal left that people would call and email. So right up until 2 hours before our event, we were able to email all the people that registered to come to that. So it's a good way to just stay in the loop. And if things do change, whether it's weather conditions, route conditions, or whatever, you know, we can communicate with everybody in one blast email. So it's really important that they're going to go to trumparilla.com/Clearwater. Just give us your name and your email address. And if you want to give us your phone number, that would be good too.
And again, we're in a fight here. This is the fight of our generation. I think, you know, our grandparents fought in World War II, but this is our battle. It's a domestic battle. There are forces in this country who are attacking and destroying the United States Constitution, and they don't want to see this show of support for the Constitution and or Donald Trump. And so we have a duty, in my opinion. It is our generation's fight, but we have a duty to stand up to these Marxist forces and not only show this support, but also activate and get involved in the local level, the state level, the federal level, whatever you want, but get engaged.
Absolutely. I think, you know, people keep thinking, oh, well, all's lost. I hear that a lot, especially in my coffee shop. People are like, oh my God, I can't believe what's happening. And things like this, I mean, you don't have to come to a Trumparilla boat parade or a Roger Stone VIP event. Do something in your community. I know this is going to reach millions of people across this country. You know, go wave a flag, put a bumper sticker on your car, wear a MAGA hat every once in a while. Just let people know that it's okay to still love the America that we had 10 months ago and that we want to get that back and that we are, it's possible that we get that back, but we have to keep going. We can't take a year and a half, 2.5 years off and then come back and say, oh, we're here again. We need to keep doing it every day. So you said in the beginning, I'm going to keep doing these. I'm going to keep doing these because until I'm gone or my kids can take up the fight, because I'm fighting for not my kids, but kids, generations, because I lived a great life and I want to have everybody in America live a great life. And what the AOCs and the Bidens and this liberal left, that's a disastrous America. It really is. And that's what I'm fighting for.
And the website, once again, is trumparilla.com.
Yep. And then /Clearwater if you want to find out about this weekend's events. But if you just want to find out about other events, if you want to stay in, you know, contact, just trumparilla.com.
And the coffee house is Conservative Grounds in Largo. So
in Largo,
if I go in there and ask for a half decaf, half regular, just regular old coffee, can you give me that?
We can give you that. Now, we'll probably have to do like a pour over or something like that to create the decaf. We actually call the decaf a Sleepy Joe.
All right. I'm just trying to cut down on the caffeine a little bit. I have enough caffeine.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Cliff. Well, thank you and good luck. God bless. And keep up the fight and keep us informed on the Trumparillas.
Graham, thank you. I greatly appreciate you letting me reach your audience. It's very important. Thank you very much.
My grandparents' generation had a calling, and the calling was World War II. And roll up your sleeves in the mainland, United States, and do everything you can for the war effort, buy war bonds. And women went to work building B-52s. And men went to war in Iwo Jima and sacrificed their lives and limbs. And they went to war in France and D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge, and they sacrificed lives and limbs. Well, our battle is short of that right now, although it's catapulting itself very quickly in that direction, a real insurrection. So if we're sticking by the book, and the book being the United States Constitution, we've got to get involved using the law of the land to fix this land. And so that's why I'm giving you these tools, Convention of the States at the federal level, at the state and local level, Alliance for Defending Freedom, and there are other great groups out there. I'm just giving you a couple. But we have got a fight on our hands, and this is our fight. This is our calling. This is our generation's war. We are at war, ladies and gentlemen, and Trump alone cannot fix it. You and me, we have to roll up our sleeves now and fix the damage that's been done to this republic, i.e. the United States Constitution. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I am right.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. In 2015, the Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. After losing a number of court cases, the maker of Roundup recently announced that a global settlement had been reached and agreed to pay over $10 billion to resolve pending cases.
Please call 800-376-1935.